AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. Constitutional experts say Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from coming to the U.S. is illegal. AP correspondent Warren Levinson's been looking into this.
Say this for Donald Trump, says immigration lawyer Michael Wilds. He has a way of getting people talking about big issues, but his proposal to shut the door to all Muslim immigrants and tourists? Not constitutional.
Congress could legislate all redheads or all Jews not to be admitted to the United States. But the Supreme Court of the United States has held constitutionally that these individuals have rights, and it will never hold muster.
Even groups hostile to immigration denounce the Trump proposal. Nobody's interested in selecting people solely on religion or faith, says the head of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Warren Levinson, New York.
The experts say religion can factor into immigration decisions, but that typically happens when people are fleeing religious persecution, like when Russian Jews tried to leave the Soviet Union. AP Update, I'm Rita Foley.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.